time no see, right, Alyssa?
Yep.
All right. Well, how are you doing today? Doing okay? Yep. Well, today's kind of special. I don't know if you're feeling it right now, but it's like summer's right around the corner. Do you feel that? Like, it's like this weekend, it just feels different, doesn't it? So I want to point over here to something in the sanctuary. Maybe you haven't recognized it before, but what's over there, standing right up there, sticking out of the holder there? What do you got there? A flag. A flag of what? The American flag. All right, red, white, and blue. Well, this weekend is Memorial Day weekend, so we're not singing too much about it today because today's Pentecost, but I want to focus on that with you guys just for a moment and think that through. So Memorial Day, do you have a day off coming up? Okay. Monday? Are you sure? Okay. Good. How do you feel about that extra day off? Really good or just like, yeah, it's all right? Yeah? Just, Alyssa's like, yeah, it's all right. All right. Well, Memorial Day is that day that we pause, we stop, and we honor those people, men and women, who served and gave of their lives so that we could have the freedoms that we have today. Okay? Those freedoms didn't come just by snapping our fingers and just being alive. There are people that had to give of their lives so that we could have these freedoms. So let's pause for a second and just think about the freedoms that we have. What kind of freedoms do you have? Are you chained to your room and you can't come out? Is that the way it works? No? So what kind of freedoms do you have? You can go to school. Is that a freedom you have? Wow, all right, that's cool. We're free to come to church and worship. No one says that you can't do that. That's true. We are free to do what we want to do when we grow up. Do you guys know what you want to be when you grow up yet? Have you thought about that? Yeah? What do you want to be? A teacher, a science teacher, or something with science, okay? Well, we're free. We can choose lots of different things. We're free to do whatever we want on Sunday afternoon. Is that true? Except when parents give us chores, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what? That never happens, right, Miles? Yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah. So we're thinking about these freedoms that we have. Someone had to pay a price so that we could have those freedoms. And that's what Memorial Day is all about. So I do hope that you're able to pause. We're going to have a prayer in our service today to give thanks for those who sacrificed their lives. But beyond that, it does remind us of somebody else who gave of their life so that we could have freedoms. And that is Jesus. He gave of his very life so that we could be free from sin, death, and the devil. That's pretty awesome. That's the greatest gift of freedom that we could ever receive. And instead of getting death, Jesus has given us what? Eternal life. And so let's recognize that today. It didn't come by just showing up and we just get that gift free. Jesus gave it to us by his death on the cross. When you go out for pizza, does someone have to pay the bill? Or can you just walk out? What do you think? You wish? Yeah. Yeah, that's the way it works with Jesus and what he did. It doesn't just happen by snapping our fingers and we are freedom from sin, death, and the devil. Someone had to pay. Someone had to pay the price, and Jesus did with his life. So let's think about that today. The freedoms that we have, let's celebrate them, but realize it came with a price, and we can give thanks for those people who opened them up for us. So thank you for coming up today.